Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit honda.com/prologue to learn more.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my lucky brother.
My lucky brother. You have been loving that TikTok that has gone viral.
Yeah, our TikTok, the Making Moves TikTok is going viral.
It is. It is
going viral. And it's all because of you, Phil.
I know. I'm glad I can help support the content and get you 3 million views. Is that many, how many it has now?
I think it's at 3.6. Yeah. We're on the road to 4 million.
You're welcome.
It's actually, I think, my most viral clip, like, literally ever.
It's always the most random ones that
even
go
more
crazy.
So than, like, my own personal account. My only personal one has hit, like, I think 3-ish million.
never 3.6.
It's a whole lot of people.
So anyway, thanks, guys. Love you all so much. Go check out the clip. Go follow Making Moves on TikTok. And go follow Phil on TikTok.
Go follow me on TikTok.
Well, it is football season, baby. It's around the corner. We are so excited in this King family.
Yes.
And Phil says it's the best time of the year.
Yes. We were having this debate on Monday about what our favorite seasons were. And I am heavy on fall being number one. For TK, it was summer.
Okay, good.
It is definitely fall because summer's great. Like, it's exciting. It's fun. It's warm. Pool, beach, yada, yada, yada. But that's, like, fun for, like, 4 weeks. But then you get tired of that. You need ball, that constant ball every week that you can look forward to, the primetime matchups. It gets a little chilly, sweatshirt weather. I don't know why I'm getting so passionate about fall right now.
I was going to see how long you were going to go. But
it's just so much is happening, and the guys have just been waiting for this for so much. There's been no sports on. There's been baseball, but nobody really cares about baseball in the summer. So we've been talking about our fantasy drafts, getting ready, and just fired up. And finally, college football started last weekend, and NFL starts this weekend. So it's kind of like, feels like Christmas week almost this week with,
are you serious?
With Sunday being the first day of Red Zone.
Can you explain, first of all, what the hell is Red Zone? I know what it is, but I want the girlies to know.
Red Zone is a channel that you have to buy that shows all the games at once. And the theme of it is Red Zone. It's supposed to show the game that is currently a team is about to score. So it shows like all the important plays of all the different games because there's multiple games going on at the 1 o'clock time slot. And it's a great way just to see the big plays and see the touchdowns and the turnovers and things like that. So the ideal situation, if you're a girl, I guess, and you want to give your guy the best ideal situation to watch a game, you need two TVs. One TV will be for the main game, your team. So for me, it'd be the Indianapolis Colts. And then on the next TV, you have the Red Zone. So you can follow your fantasy team and just all the other games in the league. Your bets, whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Copy.
So that's the ideal.
Okay. I don't remember growing up and you being this obsessed with the NFL specifically.
Oh, we always liked. I feel like every Sunday. Well, it was kind of different because I was always playing sports on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get too much into it. But I love the Colts. I mean, first memories I have is watching Reggie Wayne and yelling "Go Colts" and our dog.
Phil used to call Reggie Wayne Wedgie Wayne.
Yeah.
Wedgie Wayne.
Wedgie Wayne was my favorite player back in the day. And
yeah, our dog.
We used to always say "Go Colts," and Lexi would always get fired up. Rest in peace.
She would bark.
Yeah.
When we would say "Go Colts," it was our fun fact about Lexi.
Some of the best memories watching the Colts.
Anyway, all of that to say is that I wanted to do a podcast today all about football for the girlies, the girls, the gays, and the theys. And Phil is our lovely straight male guest that's coming on to explain to us. Because I feel like football is, clearly it's such a fun thing to be a part of or be a fan of. And for the men, I would say, they've got it figured out. But for the girlies, the gays, and the theys, we're figuring it out still. And it's more fun when you know the rules and, you know, the strategy behind the game, you know, the players. It just feels like you're a part of something, right?
Yeah.
I want to get into, just above all, what are like the top five most important things girls should know when it comes to football? Or just anyone should know when it comes to football and learning about it.
First, I think most important to just set it straight is the weekly schedule. So it's every week is the same besides random weeks and when it gets to the playoffs. But there are days that there are games. There are days that there are not games. There's some days that have a whole bunch of games and things like that. So I kind of wanted to quiz you to see what days have ball and which do not have ball.
Okay.
If you want to take a crack at it. So Monday, do we have football?
Yeah, Monday night football, baby.
Correct.
That Monday night is, from my understanding, prime time, and that's like one of the biggest games of the week, right?
Yeah, it's a standalone game.
It's the only game that plays on Monday, so that means every football fan or just NFL-affiliated person is normally watching that game, whereas Sunday, there's so many games. So they don't have as much eyes on the game. But Monday is like prime time, the most viewers, I would say. Because it's the only game.
Sunday Night Football is the baby, the most important game.
Okay.
Sunday night's the biggest.
But
then
Monday only has one game, though.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, sorry, we'll get into the rest. Monday, there's a big game. Tuesday, Wednesday, no games.
No games. If you want to go on a date with your boyfriend or whatever, Tuesday, Wednesday, those are your days to do it. He's free. Don't let him lie and say there is football, because the only game is like MAC, and that's a college football conference. That's way too deep. But no relevant games on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I don't even know what the hell MAC is.
So
what the hell is MAC?
It's a conference. It's like the Big Ten.
Oh,
but it's for
what?
Smaller schools.
Oh, okay.
Like Miami of Ohio.
No one's watching that.
Yeah.
So sorry. Okay. If your man's watching that, he's a little too into it. Okay. So then Thursday is a really big night, because that is Amazon Prime football. And that is on Thursday nights, night football.
Yes, Thursday night, everybody's hungry for football because they haven't had it in two days.
Great night.
It's the start of the week. They've tried to make it a premier headline game, so it's usually two really good teams in a good matchup nowadays. So that is always fun. It's the first taste of the weekend. Big night. Do not schedule. I know Thursday is usually a nice date night, but if you're going on it, he might be sneaking out the phone and watching ball at the table.
Okay, you know what, though? I feel like, you know, if you're going on your third or fourth date, that might be a fun date night to, like, go to a sports bar with him.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
And, yeah, watch games. Okay, so Thursday is a big football night. Then Friday, no NFL, but that's high school football.
That is high school football, but
Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
Saturday is college game day football.
Yep.
All day long. Starting like from the morning, basically, East Coast. So West Coast, it starts in the morning.
West Coast, it starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Which is
First game is not noon, right?
Noon Eastern time.
Eastern time. So that's 9 a.m. our time. Yep. And that's all day up until late at night. And then that's just college football. And then Sundays are the biggest football day,
yes,
I would say.
Yes.
So do I know my football?
Yes.
I know the
schedule?
You
did well. You knew the whole schedule.
Thank you.
So that was very impressive. So like you said, Sunday is, I'm just going to say it now, it's for these next 18 weeks, it's the guys' week. We do not want to be bothered. All we want to do from 1 o'clock Eastern time to the end of the night is sit on our couch with our two TVs and watch our ball. We have so much going on the line. We have our fantasy team, which is a bunch of different players from different teams that we draft at the beginning of the year that we cheer for. And we also have, if you do some sports betting, you'll have your bets going on. And then obviously your team. So in my case, I got the Rams right now. You want to watch them. But there are about 8 games usually going on at the 1 o'clock slot. And then there's about
That's a lot of games.
3 or 4 games at the 4 p.m. slot. So, yeah, we do not want to be bothered during that. All we want to do is talk about ball. We don't want to go on a hot girl walk. We don't want to yada, yada, yada.
I don't think any girl would, like, hit you up to go on a hot girl walk with them.
Fair. What I meant to say is that should be your time to go on your hot girl walk.
Got it.
Get your nails done.
Do the girly thing. Sunday reset.
Make your boards the girl,
charcuterie?
Girl dinner? Whatever.
Girl dinner.
Yes, make your girl dinner.
Make your boards.
Do your thing, yes. And
okay.
The guys will be guys.
What do you mean you don't want to be bothered, though? Like, could you text your crush on a Sunday?
No.
Are you serious?
No. Just let us know. We don't want to be distracted about, like...
Like, you wouldn't like it if, like, a hot girl texted you on a Sunday?
If it was, like, a crush and I was out of nowhere, but if I was dating a girl, like...
Okay, don't bother.
Don't bother me.
Oh, my God.
You could. If you want to be cool, you could, like, order the boys some food. DoorDash them.
No.
That would be great.
This is getting a little too. Okay. Y'all can order your own food. I genuinely can't think of any show that I would be pissed, or not pissed, but, like, I would not want a guy to text me during.
Well, you got kind of like The Bachelor. Some girls are crazy about they have, like, gatherings for The Bachelor, right?
Yeah, but, like, I'm never like, oh, he's bothering me, like, during the... Also, I feel like The Bachelor, like, it's out now. No one gives a fuck
it's
about
over.
The Bachelor. I feel.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, like, how... I'm not shitting on it. I'm just, like, I'm mind blown by, like, how, like, committed to watching it on your TV screen you are. Like, it's not even, like, you're at the game.
Because it's live, and if you're going to miss it, if you're 10 minutes late, you're going to get an update from your friends in the group chat or Twitter or social media. It's impossible.
Was that bad?
Like, back in the day, you used to be able to, like, record it and then go back without social media, and you don't know what happens. But it's just not as fun if you... are not live.
I guess it would be like if the Met Gala was every Sunday. Do you know what the Met Gala is?
It's where they all the celebs get dressed up and go take pictures and eat.
Do you know what it is though?
It's in New York. It's a gala.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway,
I don't really know what they do in there.
I mean, no one really knows what they do in there, but it's like a gala at the Metropolitan Museum.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, in New York. So that's the number one thing, is knowing the schedule, you'd say.
Yeah, just being aware.
What else?
Would
you say is super important to know when it comes
to
football?
Just say if like you have a boyfriend or a guy you like, just know what his favorite team is. And just if you know one player, that like shows like you put an effort. And you like, if you're like, oh, how, for instance, the Indianapolis Colts, that's my favorite team. If a girl was like, oh, I saw Anthony Richardson had a big game, I'd be like, wait, what? You saw that? How do you know who that is? Yada, yada, yada. It's just, I don't know. It's cool. It shows that it makes you feel like the girl put in an effort to care about something that you care about so deeply. So,
Okay.
Doing that.
So know the team that he likes.
Yes.
No. What about just like football in general? Like, what should you know? Not even trying to impress a guy. Just like, what should you know
about football?
Yeah.
About
the NFL.
There's so many rules. You should know what a touchdown is.
Should we explain what a touchdown is?
I mean, there's just like so many rules, though. Should we just give them like the basic rules?
I just feel like we should explain like the point. Like, yeah, I feel like we should explain. Okay, so this is just, if you already know how the game of football works, fast forward. But we're going to do a 5-minute debrief of the game of football. So basically, interrupt me if I say something wrong.
Okay.
There's a whole entire field, and it's 100 yards. And there's two end zones. And it's kind of like your home. Like, if each team has a home, okay? Mm-hmm. And an end zone. And you're trying to protect from the other team getting inside your end zone or your home or whatever.
Yep.
So there's, at the 50-yard line, that's the middle of the field, there's 10-yard dashes all the way down the field. And you're trying to get the ball. You and your team are trying to get the football to the other team's end zone within 4 downs, which is like 4 tries or 4 chances.
They have 4 chances to get a first down, not to get to the end zone.
Yes, sorry. You're exactly right. They have 4 chances to get a first down, which means they restart the 4 chances.
It's like you get another life.
Yeah, you get another life. Exactly. And what's hard about this is when you have possession of the ball, there's all these big, ginormous men blocking you from you coming over into their house.
Yeah, they're trying
to... Or their own zone.
They're trying to tackle you.
They're tackling you. Yeah. Yes. Like, it actually sounds insane when we're explaining it.
It is a weird concept.
So, all of that to say is that there's one main guy who's the quarterback, and he's in charge of how the ball is going to get to that end zone, the other person's team. So, I'm right now rooting for the Cowboys. I'm trying to get in the Rams' end zone. And once you get the ball all the way to the Rams' end zone, you score a touchdown, which is 6 points.
Correct.
But if you want to kick a field goal, how do you explain this?
If you don't think you can make it all the way to the other team's home base, like we said, or the end zone,
you can decide to kick.
You can decide to kick it, which is where you have a kicker come on and they basically just kick the ball through the goalposts, which are at the end
of
the end
zones. Which is like the little fork thing at the end of the field.
Yes, and that's worth 3 points. So the main goal is to get the ball into the end zone, but if you can't and you get stopped, you have the option to kick a field goal, which is only 3 points.
Now, the other thing is, if you score a touchdown, you still can kick a field goal, And that's 1 point.
Yes. An extra point is 1 point.
That's an extra point.
Or you can go for 2 points.
Which means what?
Which means you have one try from 2.5 yards out to get to the end zone. Just one play.
Just 2.5 yards?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Kicking a field goal, though, is way easier, yeah. I would say, to achieve.
It's typical just to get your, when you get your touchdown, you get your 6 points, and then you just hit the extra point because it's 99% of the time they make the, they're so good that they make it 99% of the time.
So if you're watching football and you see someone kick a ball into that field goal, be like, damn, that was a great kick.
Yes.
I'd be like, well, damn, that was a great field goal.
Uh-huh.
Right? Did I explain that? Like, does that make sense? Did
I think so.
That okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You're basically trying to protect your house from invasion.
Yes. And you're trying to get to the other person's house and invade.
You have 4 lives.
Yes.
Every 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Is there anything else that we should explain, like, as far as the game?
I think that's it. There's four quarters. The game split up into 4 quarters, which are 15-minute each. And obviously that clock just goes down, the quarter's over, and then there's a halftime.
They flip a coin at the beginning of the game to see who gets the ball?
You can either select to have the ball for the first half or the second half.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And what would you prefer to have?
It's a different strategy. If you want to go and set the tone, you'll receive. And so you'll get the ball right out the gates and try to go score. But if you want to be more conservative and be like, I want to set myself up well for the second half, you might kick it in the first half. So you'll get to receive it in the second half.
Okay. And at the end of the first 2 quarters, so at halftime, it doesn't matter where you are on the field, they just swap where you are?
At halftime, you restart. So the team that kicked off at the beginning of the game will now be kick receiving. Two. Yes.
Okay. At the beginning of the game, there's this thing called kickoff, which is basically where it's not where you kick in the field goal. You just kick as far as you can to the other team, and they run the ball as far as they can to where they start the game, essentially.
You're like kicking your prize to the other side of the field so that the other team has to go far to get into your place, if that makes sense.
I don't know if we're making sense, but hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, okay, is there anything else we should know just like lay of the land football-wise? Because I do have some questions for you.
I think that's pretty... I feel like if you just ask questions, then they'll kind of come naturally.
Okay. I want to talk about the divisions in football and, like, what the heck, AFC, North, that shit means.
So do you know how many NFL teams there are, first of all, total?
Oh, my God. I thought I did.
Pop quiz.
32.
Nice.
Is it?
Yes.
Let's fucking yes. go. Okay, 32 teams.
Yeah, so there's 32 teams.
And aren't there in the NFL. 52 players for roster?
Yeah, 53.
53. I was close.
Yes. So yeah, 32 teams. And then of those 32 teams, they're split into two conferences, the AFC and the NFC. Do you know what that stands for?
Something football conference. American football? Yeah. National football?
Yeah,
conference?
Nice.
Holy fuck, I'm a literal beast.
So it's the AFC and the NFC. The AFC and the NFC both have 16 teams. And at the end of the season, one team from the AFC will represent the AFC and one team from the NFC will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl is always one team from the AFC and one team from the NFC.
That's going to be confusing for some people. Okay. So there's basically two different conferences that represent basically the sides of the country, I would say. Right?
No, no. That's the kind of the tricky part. Every other conference is east and west. Like NBA and basketball is east
and
west.
NCAA and stuff?
Yada, yada, yeah.
Pac-12?
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, this is where it's tricky. It's just AFC and NFC.
Whatever. AFC and NFC. If you even know that and you said that in front of a guy, that he would be like, whoa, holy shit, she knows her shit. Like, I don't even know shit about that. Okay. I don't even know who's... I know Colts are AFC.
Yes, we are AFC.
Are Chargers and Rams NFC?
Rams are NFC, Chargers are AFC.
That literally makes zero sense.
Yeah.
How do they determine who's in each conference?
They just... It's always been... It's kind of just been history of the conferences.
So you don't know.
So the NFC West, for example, NFC West, West Coast teams, you have the 49ers, which are from San Francisco. You have the Rams... You have the Arizona Cardinals, which are in Arizona.
And then I thought you were going to be like, which suck?
They do suck, but the worst team right now. And then you have the Seattle Seahawks. So that makes sense for the NFC West, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, so your division, we're going to keep going on the NFC West there. Those are like your main rivals. So like, you don't like them at all. You hate them. It's like...
So, like, the Seahawks hate the 49ers.
Yes, yes.
Did you know that why the 49ers are named the 49ers?
Because the Gold Rush in 49.
No.
Yeah?
No, I don't think so.
Why is it?
Because San Francisco is 7 miles by 7 miles long.
No, it's because of the Gold Rush.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure. Told me that. 7 by 7, 49. Does that make sense? What does the Gold Rush have to do with 49?
Because in 1949, there was a Gold Rush in San Francisco, I think.
So maybe, I mean, that's just convenient that both of those things happened.
Yeah.
Why are the 49ers called the 49ers? This is going to be embarrassing if I was just completely wrong, but someone told me that. Yeah, it said that. You're right.
Because 7 times 7 is 49.
No, someone from San Francisco told me that. Well... That's, you know, someone I know has like a 7x7 tattoo, and it's like because of San Francisco.
I mean, yeah, it's cool coincidence then, I guess.
San Francisco locals refer to it as 7x7, which is 49. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I think technically it's 47.35 square miles, so it's almost 49.
Close.
Anyway, whatever, irrelevant. I'm so sorry I interrupted you. You were talking about the Seahawks versus the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. So your division is the teams you don't like the most. It's usually your rival. You really want to beat them. Those are the only teams in the season that you play twice. You play them on the road and at their place. So for the
at home.
Yeah. So San Francisco will play the Seattle Seahawks in San Francisco 1 week. And then another week down in the season, they'll have to go to Seattle and play the Seahawks at Seattle. And they have to do that for the Rams and the Cardinals as well. And basically, those games are really important because you want to win your division. If you win your division, you automatically make the playoffs. So you want to really be ready for those games, because if you end up having the best record out of the four teams that are in your division, the Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, and Cardinals, then you get to go to the playoffs. And playoffs, obviously, are a good thing. Does that make sense
Is there another way you can get to the playoffs besides having the best record out of your...
Yes. So there are four divisions in each side. So the NFC has the East, West, North, South. And then there's also three wild card teams, which are the three next best teams with the best record. So if the 49ers, let's say, go 17-0, obviously they're going to win the division. They automatically make it. But let's say the Seahawks, they were really good, but obviously they lost to the 49ers and they had a record of 15-2. They're also going to make the playoffs because they had the next best record out of everybody in the NFC.
What does wild card mean?
Wild card is just another term of, it's like...
I'm literally thinking of the Uno, like all the different colors card.
It's kind of like they're just like the next three that make the playoffs is the wild card team.
But it's not like an actual like wild card, like random team.
No, you got to be good.
So why do they call it a wild card? Because it's not a wild card.
It's kind of wild because it could come from any division. It could be two teams from a division.
But isn't it just the person with the next best record?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a wild card.
You want them to call it the person with the next best.
Second best
record, yeah. Spot?
No. Wild card would be like... random, like, okay, Miami Dolphins are going. Like, it'd be like we're drawing out of a hat.
Yeah, it's not really wild.
Right?
I guess you have a point on that.
Thank you. Okay, the NFL should hire me.
You should talk to them about changing the name.
I like the name. Like, it's a fun, spunky wild card. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not a wild card.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to the commissioner about that one.
Okay. So, speaking of commissioner, what the hell is that?
It's the leader of the NFL.
Okay, who is it?
Roger Goodell.
Okay. And how did he start the NFL? There's
No. He's just in charge of making the major rule changes.
How do you get that role?
I don't really know. You're just really big football. I'm sure he's a really smart guy, and I don't know his background.
What's his name?
Roger Goodell.
Well, I've never... Is this the guy that does the draft?
Yes, he does the draft.
And Who's the bald guy? Oh, that's for the NBA, right?
Yes.
Is he the commissioner?
Yeah.
That bald guy? Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So the commissioner, the fans usually hate the commissioner. Like, it's tradition at the draft that...
Why?
The commissioner will come out and the fans just boo him like crazy.
Boo. Why?
Just because, like, it's kind of like he's, like, the head cop. Like, he makes... changes the rules. He makes the policy. He enforces suspension. He, like... Remember that whole thing when Tom Brady got... suspended for the Deflategate.
Oh.
Like, he has to bust people for cheating, like, but
he's like the police.
Yes, he's like the police. He sets the standard, and you have to follow his rules. And
so, like, if a player gets suspended, it's like him getting a ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the cop.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Let's read about Roger. He's 64. He's married to Jane Skinner. Has two kids. So can he just, like, go to any game?
Yeah.
Probably for free?
He definitely can go for free. Definitely is probably in any box he wants to at the game.
Okay. His father is a senator of New York.
Yeah.
Wow, he was a three-sport star in football, basketball, and baseball. And he captained all three teams as a senior and was named the school's athlete of the year.
Where? So this is high school.
In New York, yeah. I mean, that's still crazy.
Yeah.
To play three sports, I feel, and be the, like, captain?
Yeah.
Injuries kept him from playing college football.
Sorry, Roger.
He was a graduate of Washington and Jefferson College in Washington, Pennsylvania, with a degree in economics. Wow. Sorry. This is just interesting. He started in 1982 as an administrative intern in the league office in New York under then commissioner Pete Rozelle. That's crazy.
Worked his way up.
He joined the New York Jets as an intern, but returned to the league office in 1984 as an assistant in the PR department. Slay. It's crazy thinking now, like, the NFL's PR department is just like people making TikToks.
I know. Have you seen all the training camp where they like put the question of the day?
Yeah.
I love those TikToks.
Who's your favorite NFL team's TikTok?
Chargers.
Really?
Fantastic social media team.
Yeah. You know what? Shout out Leone.
Does she run the TikTok?
I think she works in PR. I don't know. Or she works in like influencer relations, I think.
They always have great ideas, and it also helps that the players are like, they love the social team, so they're always willing to do whatever.
Yeah. The social team must be cool.
Yeah.
Because they, yeah, yeah.
They're cool. Like, you can tell like they're actually friends. Uh-huh. Like, what's the social team got today? What are we doing?
Yeah. What other team?
Jets have actually had pretty funny.
Jets always pop up on my For You page.
Yeah. They're pretty popular because they're in Hard Knocks right now, but they've got some characters on their team.
My favorite question that the social media team asks NFL teams is, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
That's my favorite, too. It's always interesting to see.
Aaron Rodgers is a huge folklore guy.
There's always one guy that always says Party in the USA. That just obviously has never listened to Taylor Swift. What's that song? He goes like, now I put my hands. And then his teammate's like, bro, that's not even... Taylor Swift.
Yeah. All of them say 22.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling 22.
Or You Belong With Me, obviously.
Or Love Class. Story. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the big three.
The best, though, is when you know they like have a really awesome girlfriend or wife when they're like the one.
Yeah. When they just have a random one. Enchanted.
Yeah. A random I was one. Very impressed with Aaron Rodgers' knowledge of Taylor Swift. And he went to the concert.
He's a Swiftie. Yep.
Yeah, he is a Swiftie. Love that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
What's a question you would like to see them answer, like from training camp or, you know, in practice? What do you think the social team should ask the players?
Another one I always like is, who on the team would you not let date your daughter? It's always a fun one. And who would you want to let date your daughter?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
And then celeb crush is always a good one. I enjoy. It's always fun. Have you seen the ones where they have like a little riddle?
Oh, yeah. Where
and
I don't like those.
I kind of like them because they try so hard to figure it out. And
I don't care about those.
I think they're a little bit entertaining.
So. I mean, it's a good, it's good to throw in the bunch of questions, yeah. But I think they should ask, what's your favorite show right now? I've never seen that. Have you?
I don't think so.
I think they should ask that.
I think there's so many shows, though, that,
what do you
people
mean?
People wouldn't know half the shows.
But who cares?
Yeah, fair. we can agree to disagree.
It's not like everyone needs to know the answer.
Yeah, but usually, yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's not like they're going to say some really, abstract show that no one's ever heard of.
They could.
Or maybe they would, I would love them to ask, who's the last person you called?
That's a good one. I like the who's the most famous person in your contact.
Oh, that's a great one.
Good question.
And call them.
Yeah, FaceTime them.
There's actually this one guy on TikTok that I think I follow him. If not, he always comes on my For You page. He's the guy, I send you his TikToks a lot. He quizzes people on the streets of people going out to bars and stuff. And he quizzes people on football stuff. And that's where I learn a lot of my football facts.
Oh, do you? You're waiting for your moment for when you
he'll
get
be like,
quizzed.
Yeah, he'll be like, who are the top? His recent one was, what are the top 10 most purchased jerseys?
That's a good question.
Players.
Yeah.
Guess what the number one was?
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Patrick Mahomes. Mm-mm. Justin Jefferson. Mm-mm. Christian McCaffrey. Mm-mm. Number one player.
Number one jersey sales.
Tua.
Nope.
Give me the team.
No.
Is he a quarterback?
Yep.
The heck? Joe Burrow.
No.
Lamar.
No. Number one jersey sales.
I'm thinking.
Think about actual fan base.
Dak.
No. But he was, I think, number two, maybe.
They have the biggest fan base. Tom Brady?
No. You're going to be like, oh my God, why didn't I pick this?
Not Herbert. Rodgers, Mahomes, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. That's on me. He's a dog.
He is a dog. Anyway, moving right along. Speaking of players, let's get into the players.
Let's go.
Who's the number one player we should all know?
Patrick Mahomes has been, for the last 5 years, 3 years, without a doubt, the best football player. The Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, which is the team he is the quarterback for, they have won 2 Super Bowls now with him. And they're becoming a dynasty. He's led the league in passing, yards, touchdowns, yada, yada, yada. And he's being compared to, as if he continues, being the GOAT, which is the greatest of all time.
Do you think he's better than Tom Brady?
I think skill-wise, yes.
In athleticism?
In their prime, if you put them on the field at the same time, he would be better. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Brady's got the numbers and the resume.
And the looks.
Yeah, that he's... Mahomes got a lot more work to do before we can have a legit debate about.
I will say, regarding Patrick Mahomes and his wife, Brittany, after watching quarterbacks, because I don't really have any affiliation with the Chiefs other than Alexis Oakley.
Right.
I just know the Chiefs and it's just a big football team. So everyone knows of them. But you kind of want to be a part of their fan base because they're just so good.
Yeah.
And they're their fan base is so epic with their cheers and whatever. Although I do think their colors are a little
red.
I don't love the red and yellow together.
All right. Sorry.
It's my unpopular opinion. Anyway, all that to say is Patrick and Brittany Mahomes, I fucking love. After watching the show Quarterbacks, and I was so lucky to go to the premiere. You were out of town. That's why I couldn't bring you the premiere. Yeah. But I brought Julia and I was explaining to her all the football rules. But anyway, after seeing them in real life, I didn't meet them. But after seeing them in real life and the way they were interacting with people and them on the show, they were so fucking cool.
Uh-huh.
And literally so normal and nice and chill. But also cool. They have this cool swag to them. And Brittany Mahomes looked fucking amazing at that premiere. And I don't know. I just really like them as a family. I also love when he goes into dad mode.
Uh-huh.
They show this on the show Quarterbacks. I highly recommend watching it on Netflix. This is not an ad. It was such a good show. I was obsessed with it. And it really explains kind of the lifestyle of quarterbacks and NFL players in general, I think it's like one of the best football related shows. Like, even I think it's more captivating than like Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks is a little more like, you're a really big football fan to watch Hard Knocks, but like quarterbacks, it's more like they're at home life and just like the lifestyle. And I don't know. I really fell in love with them as like a team and as a player. And I have the utmost respect for them. And I really want Brittany to come on my podcast. So
yeah, Netflix.
Please come, Brittany.
They did a great job of like explaining like what football is to a casual. Like, they have a narrator, and it just made it seem easy to follow. Like, you don't know obviously as much as me about football, but you could follow along and understand. And it is cool to see, like,
it's not boring.
Yeah, it's cool to see.
It's easy to understand.
It's cool to see their life outside of football, because all we know them really for is when they're on the field. But you see him going to a fall picnic or whatever with his family, and him doing the dishes, being just a normal human being, is always cool to see these athletes, because we see them as superstars on the field, but then at the end of the day, they're also humans too, which is cool behind the scenes look that we got to see with that show. Mm-hmm. So shout out Netflix.
Shout out Netflix and shout out the Mahomes family. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Patrick Mahomes, I wanted to come up with some comparisons for the girlies to understand, I guess, how important these men are in the football world. So I kind of, you know, came up with parallels to people in our world, in the girly pop world, in the influencer world, in the entertainment world. So Patrick Mahomes is essentially the Kim K, I would say, of the NFL and of football in general. He is the Kim K. He's the number one. He's the it girl. He's that bitch.
He's him.
He's Himothy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's the man right now. He's
He's Kim.
He's Kim, yeah.
He's Kimothy.
He's Kimothy. Best player in football, on the best team. Everything's going right for him. Nothing's going wrong.
Not the most jersey sales, though.
Probably the most popular player in the NFL. And yeah, he's good comparison to Kim. Mm-hmm.
Kim. Okay, now here's where things get a little fun. So we said the next probably most well-known player in the NFL right now is probably Joe Burrow.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay. So I decided that his parallel would be Hailey Bieber. Now, here's why.
Okay.
Joe Burrow plays for the Bengals.
Correct.
Okay.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals. And what division is he in? AFC?
AFC North.
AFC North. Okay. So he played the Chiefs, which is Patrick's team, in the playoffs?
The playoffs, the semifinal AFC championship game.
So the playoffs are the big game before. The AFC championship game is like the biggest game before the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And that was a huge game because Joe Burrow went against Patrick Mahomes. And Joe Burrow is the guy that has like the blonde hair, white guy with like who wears the little glasses. He's just like kind of, he's stylish.
He's got swagger.
He's, but like in a different way. He's like, he's not afraid to like throw on a look, yeah, like a serve looks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say like Patrick isn't really serving looks. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Joe definitely has more of his own style.
Just say he serves looks.
He puts his own flair to it, and he serves his looks. Yeah. He serves looks.
Joe Burrow serves looks.
Joe Burrow serves looks.
Thank you. He wears his like tiny little shades.
Cartier
like,
shades.
Yeah, his cute little, he just, yeah, he serves looks. Does he have a stylist?
He's got to.
Let's look it up. We got to shout out this stylist right now, because the only reason Joe Burrow, he's also good. Do you want to talk a little bit about Joe Burrow? Went to LSU.
Yeah, so he kind of had an interesting story coming up. He originally was at Ohio State, one of the best college football programs there was, but he didn't start right away, didn't really get to play much, so he decided to transfer to LSU. There, his first year, it was average. I think they won like 8 or 9 games, nothing special. And then the next year, just out of nowhere, he just popped off, was the best quarterback on the best team. Their team went undefeated. They're arguably one of the greatest college football team of all time. They have Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, which are two of the best NFL receivers. But anyways, Joe Burrow won the Heisman, which is for the best player in college football. And then he was the number one selection to the Cincinnati Bengals, who at the time were not very good. They were a bad football team. And then ever since they got Joe Burrow, they have been very good. They went to the Super Bowl actually a few years ago, but they lost to the Rams, unfortunately. So
Rams house.
Right now, it's kind of like the battle between Mahomes and Joe Burrow for the AFC.
Yeah, because they're just these young, like, cool, up-and-coming
dogs.
Yeah, dogs. But Joe's serving more looks than Patrick. Patrick needs more of a stylist, I would say.
He's fine. He's Patrick Mahomes.
I'm just saying, in the fashion world, yeah. if he wants to go against compete against Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow is beating him in style game right now, I'd say.
Joe would win at New York Fashion Week over Patrick.
But Mahomes got invited to the Met Gala, and Joe didn't.
T.
So that's T. Anyway, Joe Burrow is the Hailey Bieber of the NFL because he's serving looks. He's like, you know, she's the style icon, but is, you know, affiliated or like, you know, Hailey Bieber is, the Biebers are friends with the Kardashians, but like, they're not sisters, right. You know? So I would say Joe Burrow is definitely Hailey Bieber, and she is setting all the trends for all of the fashion and, you know, in my world. So
they, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Hailey and the Kardashians, they compete with stuff like,
no, I would say they're friends.
Their brands though are competitors,
I guess,
right?
Their brands. Yeah. Like Kim or Skin versus Road.
Yeah.
Like Slay. Okay. Yeah. Skin versus Road is literally Joe versus Patrick, and Patrick Mahomes is Skin by Kim or Kim K Beauty, KKW Beauty. And then Joe Burrow is Road. Okay. He's up and coming. It's a newer brand. Kim's a little more established.
I like that. Yeah.
Patrick's a little more established. Would you say that?
Yeah, he's got the rings.
Okay, he's got the rings. Now, we said number three, like as far as relevancy, players, the girlies and the gays and the theys should know, is Travis Kelce. And I think the Travis Kelce parallel in our girly world is Kylie Jenner. Because he's on the same team as Patrick Mahomes, okay? And guess who's on the same team as Kylie Jenner? Kim fucking K, okay? So Kim K and Kylie Jenner, they're sisters, right? Now here's the kicker, y'all. Travis Kelce has a brother in the NFL, okay? His name's Jason Kelce. Now Jason Kelce is no Kendall Jenner, okay? I think Jason Kelce is a Khloe Kardashian, okay? So we've got Patrick as Kim, Travis as Kylie, Jason Kelce, who's Travis Kelce's brother, who, I mean, he's relevant, but not as relevant as
Correct.
Travis or like stylish. Jason is Khloe Kardashian.
All right.
And he seems like funny, like Khloe's like the funny, fun aunt. And that's what Jason feels like to me.
Yeah. So Jason's on the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a center. So center's an offensive lineman. They protect the quarterback.
They're big guys.
Yeah, they're big guys. They're the protectors. They usually don't get enough attention just because they never have the ball in their hands. They never score the touchdowns. They do all the dirty work, but he is very funny. Travis and Jason have a podcast together. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't talk about their podcast on my podcast.
It's your competitor. They're very funny on, it's like one of the biggest sports podcasts out there, and he's just funny, tells a lot of good stories, has classic dad jokes, wears the dad fits.
The only reason I feel like I really even know of Jason is because the podcast clips, like on my For You page. But Travis, I feel like he's more a sceney guy. Like he like goes out in LA and like,
yeah.
That's what I think. I have friends that hang out with him, but
Travis
I've never met him.
He's more of a partier, doesn't have a family yet, where Jason has kids.
Single.
Yeah, single. Jason's married, has two baby
daughters.
Girls. Yeah, and a little more settled down.
Travis
is the younger, crazier brother.
Just like Khloe and Kylie. Yeah. Kylie's not married. Khloe, you know, has her children. I mean, so does Kylie, but whatever. We're getting too into it. But these are just the comparisons, like, about how, like, big these people are to these men, okay? Like, Travis Kelce is literally Kylie Jenner to some guys in your world, okay? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, now, the next person, which Phil and I were kind of arguing over this, and we can't really decide who it is, which I guess I'm just going to go with Alex. We're going to say Alex or Emma Chamberlain.
Alex.
Okay. So The next big player that you need to know, which I just learned about this guy, is the guy that invented the gritty, the dance, the little Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Okay. Plays for the Minnesota Vikings.
Nice.
Say it together.
Minnesota Vikings.
And invented the gritty. And his comparison, because he's up and coming and he is that guy right now.
Yes, he's in his third year in the league. He's very young and he is the best wide receiver in the NFL. So the wide receiver are the guys that catch the balls from the quarterbacks. They score the touchdowns. They're very good athletes. They're fast, flashy.
They're the ones doing a dance in the end zone where you score the touchdown. They're the ones like, hey, doing the little gritty, doing a little like cha-cha, doing a little dab.
Yeah, they think of themselves as they're the cool guys. They have the most swagger.
Yeah, show-offs.
They love their style. They always have sleeves on, visors. He's got a grill in. But yeah, he's very exciting. He's a dog. He won Offensive Player of the Year last year. Just the best receiver in the NFL. So he's up and coming, and we thought it'd be a good...
And he's young, and he's new.
Young, but he's at the top of his game right now. It's kind of similar to...
Alex Earl.
Okay. Yes, yes.
And he's on a completely different team from the Kardashians, and because he's like new, up and coming, not on as good of a team, but he, you know, could be that guy. And same with Alex.
Yes.
You know, she's that girl.
Yes.
So they're a great comparison. Love them. And we forgot to explain, what position is Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce is a tight end. So
what is that?
He does a little bit of... He blocks and he catches passes. So he's kind of like a wide receiver where most of the time he'll go out and catch the ball from Patrick Mahomes, a.k.a. Kim, and score touchdown.
Kylie catching from Kim.
Yes, Kylie catching from Kim. And the other times he will block and protect Patrick or protect the running back. Yes.
Yeah, like Kylie's protecting Kim.
Yes. And okay. Travis always has great touchdown celebrations. Big dancer when he gets
end
zone. Yeah.
Like, what does he do? Does he have a dance he invented?
Stanky leg. He always does every random stuff.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. So the only video I've seen of the Kelce brothers doing a touchdown celebration is Jason doing the... What is this called? The Uzi?
I just want to rock.
I just want to rock.
Yeah.
So just for your info... that song, the Lil Uzi song, he's a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Uh-huh.
And that's why the Eagles ran out with him, like, for the playoff game, right? I think Lil Uzi ran out with him.
Maybe, yeah. Well, the Super Bowl a few years ago, they came out to Meek Mill, which is obviously another big Philadelphia guy. But they have him and
Uzi was, like, I would say, like, one of the mascots for the Eagles this year.
Yeah.
And the Eagles quarterback, just FYI, is Jalen Hurts, who we didn't even give him.
Yeah, we probably should have.
A person. What is his vibe?
He's
obviously he's hot as hell.
Very cool, yeah. Good looking dude.
Okay, my favorite thing. This is what you should know about Jalen Hurts, actually. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a great quarterback, I would say.
Yeah.
Very good looking. Look him up. Easy on the eyes. But my favorite thing about him is that every single person on his team, so like his manager, agent, publicist, whatever, they're all female.
That's very cool.
So epic. And that's very rare in sports to have, like, for an NFL player to have a female agent.
Yeah, he's known as just being a great guy. He always will stay after practice, sign footballs for kids. This one kid, he got a backpack, and for his backpack name, he just put Jalen Hurts. And so people thought his name was Jalen Hurts just because he wanted to be Jalen Hurts. So Jalen saw that, and he bought his own backpack, the same backpack, and he wrote the little kid's name. So they have... they have matching backpacks. And she said, I wanted to match you, so I got a backpack with your name. So
who's like an asshole in the NFL? Like, who's an asshole to fans?
Justin Herbert, yeah, I don't think he's an asshole, but he doesn't really like the media or...
Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
I heard he has anxiety, though.
Oh, well, that's sad.
So I wouldn't say he's an asshole. He just doesn't like the media?
Right, yeah.
But who's, like, a dick?
I don't think there's that many. It was Antonio Brown.
Oh, the Kanye guy?
Maybe.
Is that the guy that was, like, vibing with Kanye?
Yeah.
He, like, ran off the field?
Yes, he just quit in the middle of a game,
well,
which is crazy.
He hangs out with Kanye.
Yeah, so he was kind of the wild card of the NFL.
So, like, Antonio Brown and Patrick Mahomes got a divorce.
Yeah. If they play together, that would have been great.
Why?
But because they would have been on the same team and they got a divorce.
Oh. But they didn't. Oh, just for our little story. For our story. Okay, okay. Yeah, they're in a divorce right now. Anyway, okay, keeping... I hope this is making sense for the players. I mean, this is very niche. Okay, so Justin Jefferson is Alex Earl.
Yes.
Okay, now... This is where things get very niche. Okay, next player is Micah Parsons.
Okay.
So, go Cowboys.
Yes.
Right? He plays for the Cowboys.
He's on the Cowboys. He's Micah Parsons is the first defensive player that we have talked about. He is probably the best defensive player out there, and his role is to sack the quarterback and tackle the running back. So,
is he a linebacker?
He's a defensive end slash linebacker.
What is the difference?
He usually lines up right, like on the ball.
Oh, like against the
like
center?
Right next to the left tackle. The lineman, next to the lineman.
Who's in front of the center?
That's the nose tackle.
Nose tackle. Okay.
Nose guard, nose tackle.
What's the difference between a defensive end and a
defensive
linebacker?
End lines up. They're the ones that have their hand down. They're ready to go.
And linebackers are like
And linebackers
them.
Are like, Pete, they're like 4 yards away from, and they're in like an athletic stance, and they can either rush towards the play or they can drop back and help defend the pass.
Copy. Okay. So what is Micah Parsons?
He's a defensive end.
Okay. And he's the best defensive player in the world?
Yes. He gets a lot of sack. A sack is when you tackle the quarterback. So like Patrick Mahomes, he would tackle him. And
so like tackling Kim K.
Yes. Tackle Kim K.
Yeah. Sack. That quarterback, hey, sack that quarterback.
Who's his, and who's he like?
So, Micah Parsons, we decided, is Breonna Chicken Fry.
Okay.
But why? Why did we decide this? I'm forgetting. We came up with these yesterday.
I think, again, he's a young player. It's just his third year, new to the scene, kind of taking the league by shock. Like, nobody expected Breonna Chicken Fry to be dating Zach Bryan.
Also, I'm just obsessed with Breonna Chicken Fry right now.
She's gone off.
She's just that fucking girl, and everyone's jealous of her. Mm-hmm. That's why they're giving her shit about Zach Bryan. But, like, she's that bitch, and same with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, it's like nobody really expected them. They expected them to be good. Like, if you're going to be on a pod with Josh Richards and Dave, you're going to be good, but you're not going to be the superstar and one of the best out there, which obviously she's gone up the ranks. And
I'm just going to say it. She's carrying BFFs.
Yeah, she's a huge...
She's carrying BFFs.
I haven't listened to
I think you could drop like one of the other two and I would still listen. But if you dropped her, the ratings and reviews, I think, would go down a ton. Or views. That's just my hot take. If Breonna left BFFs.
I think if you... Yeah. The person that you'd kick out would be Josh, because you have to keep Dave in there just because he's the old funny guy.
But, like, she's carrying BFFs. And same with Micah. He's carrying the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Word. I also, isn't he a little, like, not controversial, but a little, like...
He's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
Okay, same with Breonna.
Yeah,
I feel,
like they'll have her. Clips that will go in the media, and they'll be like, really, like they'll have to explain himself what he actually meant by this.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
And so is she.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with him. He will destroy your team and create havoc in that game. And like Breonna, she gets stuff done.
I love Breonna, and I love Grace, and they're both so nice.
So yeah, up and coming.
Anyway, hopefully, Micah's nice. I don't know him personally.
Oh, he seems like a great guy.
Anyway. Breonna and Grace are nice, though. I've met them both in real life. Okay, next person. I basically looked up the top 10 NFL players right now in 2023, and these are the people. So, next person is Myles Garrett, which I had never heard of him. Who does he play for?
He plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, and why is he such a big deal?
He's a veteran, so he's been around the game for a while. He's been in the league for about 7 or 8 seasons, but he does the same thing that Micah Parsons does, and he's very good. He will get after the quarterback and create havoc on defense. Just one of the best defensive players of the last 5 years and just an absolute problem. So, do you have a comparison?
You said he was very consistent.
Consistent, yes. And just...
Quality and consistent.
Yeah, quality and consistent. Year after year, puts up numbers. He's there. You know he's going to be... ready to go and ready to make plays. So just a long career, consistent, and always making plays.
Okay. I said this is Monet McMichael because I think she is, although she's not necessarily a veteran, she is consistent as fuck. She is so, like, her videos are the utmost quality. She's just that girl, and she's here to stay, and she's going to be a veteran because I feel like she's going to be in this industry for such a long time. And I think she has a really good head on her shoulders, and she's very interesting. And I think she's a great creator, and she's just a solid creator.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to have the same energy as Miles.
Yeah, Miles will be in the Hall of Fame. We'll put...
Same with Monet.
Yeah, exactly. So,
do you even know who Monet is?
I don't. Sorry. Sorry, Monet.
Okay, look her up. Did you see her?
I looked her up yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next person is Chris Jones.
Yes, so Chris has had a bit of attitude.
Who is Chris Jones?
Chris Jones is on the Chiefs with...
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is with Patrick and Travis, but he has been... not with the Chiefs recently. So he has...
What position?
He's defensive tackle. So he...
What the hell is that?
It's kind of like a defensive end, but you're more in the interior. You're like kind of like line up over the center.
Okay.
So he gets after the quarterback as well, gets the running back, yada, yada. But his issue right now is he is not with the Chiefs right now because he wants a contract extension. He is chasing the bag right now. So his agent and the Chiefs are negotiating terms to come up with that because obviously he deserves a lot of money because he's helped them win Super Bowls.
Well, maybe if he had a female agent like Jalen Hurts, he would have a better contract.
True. So he is holding out right now. But when he's on the field, he's a top 10 NFL player.
So,
monster.
Due to the contract issues, I immediately thought... Boom, my girl, Alex Cooper. Okay? Talk about a call her daddy breakup. When her and Sophia were going through the thing, Suit Man, whatever. Was it Suit Man?
Suit Man.
Yeah. All that bullshit, contract this, contract that. And so I thought, who better to compare Chris Jones to than the one, the only Alex Cooper? And I fucking love Alex Cooper. I think she's a beast. She is here to stay. She got that bag, which Chris Jones is on the journey to get. Maybe get a female agent. And yeah, I'm really excited to see Chris's season.
Yeah, well, you could care less about Chris's season.
I genuinely don't know who Chris is, but Alex Cooper, excited for season 3.
And they both have been kind of in the game for a few years now. They're more experienced, so that's another good...
Same
comparison.
With Alex.
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
exactly.
We love Alex on this podcast. Okay, next player is Aaron Donald.
Yes.
And do you know who I said he was?
No.
Okay. Well, start describing him and then see if you can.
Aaron Donald, he...
plays for the Rams.
Rams. He's going to go down as one of the best NFL players of all time. He will be a Hall of Famer without a doubt. Just a monster. You have to like have 3 guys to block him. He is that good. He creates problems all the time.
On the field.
On the field. Yeah.
He's just creating problems.
Yeah.
In
just
real
one of the,
life.
I mean, he's been with the Rams his whole career, so he's been loyal. And just one of the best NFL players of all time.
And to add to that, Aaron Donald, from my POV, is quite the family man. He's like out and about at the, you know, Rams parade with his fam. I think he has daughters.
I'm not sure about his family life.
I just literally, the only thing I know about him is I think he also is kind of low key in my head.
Yeah.
Daughter? He has a daughter and 2 sons, I think. I don't know. He has children. He has a wife. He's a big family man. And he has a great smile. So, you know who I'm comparing him to? Consistent, veteran, great smile.
Great.
Just nice. Nice guy.
All you guys have great smiles.
Okay, you know who it is?
Who?
It's the one, the only, Miss Remy Ashton.
Okay, well, I was going to say her, but she doesn't have a kid yet, so that's what kind of why
I thought you were going to say she doesn't have a great smile. I'm like, that's a smile. That's fucking amazing.
Yes, she has a great smile, but I like it.
Shh. Okay, yeah. Miss Remy Ashton, she's just that fucking girl, okay? But she's like, she's kind of sometimes can be low-key, but she's always been there. She's a veteran. She's always racking up the views. Uh-huh. She's fun to watch. She's consistent. She'll make you happy if you watch her. We love Remy and we love Aaron.
Yes.
They're just lovable people.
Lovable people.
I would say. Okay. Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, Trevor Lawrence is another quarterback, so he's the one like Patrick and Joe that
for the Jaguars.
For the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's a bit new.
Long hair.
He has very long hair, known for his hair. Just known as a very good guy. Married his I think high school sweetheart. Just one of those guys, and he's expected to have a monster season, be very good this year.
I don't know why I said he was this, but we said he's Charlie D'Amelio.
Oh, yeah. I think because, like, the good, just...
Like, goody-two-shoe, kind of?
Kind of. Like, good people. They have their head on straight. They're not really in controversy much.
Okay.
Their focus is in the right spot.
Love,
they know
yeah.
what they want to do.
Okay. Next person is Davante Adams. Keep in mind, a lot of these players, I don't know. Like, I've never heard of Chris Jones or Davante Adams.
Yeah. Yeah, Davante Adams, another wide receiver. He just got traded. He 2 years ago he got traded to the Las Vegas Raiders from the Packers. So he had a bit of a breakup with Aaron Rodgers, which he was he wanted to get new scenery, do something on his own, and so that was kind of big NFL news, but. With that being said, he's still one of the best receivers and expected to have another great year.
So due to Devontae switching teams and having this fresh start, new contract, whatever, we decided that he is the one and only Addison Rae.
Yes.
Because Addison is, you know, stepping into this music scene. She was gone for a hot second, you know. I don't know, probably working on her album, hanging out with the mans, doing her thing. And she is back better than ever, just like Devontae.
Yes, very good comparison because I guess Addison kind of went from just being like the TikToker, social media, mm-hmm. and now she's going on to bigger, better things, doing music and acting, where Devontae was with the Packers doing his one thing, and now he's going on to bigger and better things with the Raiders.
Okay. And these are just other notable players. They weren't in the top 10 when I Googled top 10 NFL players. But people, names you should know that should ring a bell. If you say this name around your boyfriend or husband or whatever situationship guy, they're going to perk up. So these are the names. Lamar Jackson, which is Ravens yep. quarterback. I know my shit now. Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, Tom Brady, Jalen Ramsey, Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor, Justin Herbert.
Yes, all very good players.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for this season. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Let's just predict right now.
I got I'll give my matchup. I think it'll be the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers versus the Buffalo Bills, and I think it's Josh Allen's year, and I think the Buffalo Bills will win it.
Whoa, are you cereal right now?
I'm cereal.
Why?
I just think they've been very good the last 3 years. They've got all the pieces, and I think they kind of get over that hump that they couldn't get over the last few years, and I think it's their time.
Interesting.
What about you?
I think that Joe Burrow is going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Bengals, because I think he's so crushed from that loss last year, and he's back to serve looks and serve. I wanted to say a bad word, but I don't want to say it. Do you know what I was going to say?
No.
Do you know what they say on TikTok? It's a bad word. Whatever. I think he has like a fire lit under his ass, so I see him in the Super Bowl. Would he be playing against, like, the 49ers? I don't know who he would be allowed
49ers
to
play. 49ers
or Eagles?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
I'm so sorry. I don't think the Eagles are going to make Cowboys. The Super Bowl again. No.
Rams?
No. Would it be 49ers?
49ers are the favorites.
49ers and the Bengals. I think they're going to make it.
With the Bengals winning?
Yeah, but part of me is like the Chiefs probably are going to be back in the...
This is what happens every year is people want to get cute and pick somebody besides the Chiefs, and then it's just the Chiefs.
So should I just like stick with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Versus the Bills? Is that a world?
No.
Is there a world?
No.
Well, fuck me. Who would the Chiefs be against?
The Eagles or the 49ers?
They couldn't ever be against the Bengals in the Super Bowl?
No, we talked about this. AFC and what NFC.
AFC and NFC.
They have to play opposing, yes.
Okay.
Saints, you could give.
No.
Okay.
The Saints suck.
The Bears?
The Bears suck.
Yeah.
Justin Fields needs to get his fucking shit together.
Yeah, the two favorites in the NFC are the Eagles and the 49ers.
Okay. And who are you rooting for?
The Colts.
The Colts.
Go Horse, baby.
What if the Colts are in the Super Bowl? That'd be fucking crazy.
And we're going. We're going to Vegas.
It's in Vegas?
It's in Vegas.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I'm very excited for this football season. Tomorrow's a big game. Chiefs versus...
The Lions.
The Lions?
Yep.
Oh, come on, Jared and Kristen.
It's a big game.
Patrick and Brittany. Brittany versus Kristen.
Wow, matchup of the wives.
I'm kidding. I don't even know who Jared would be in my world. Like, who's Jared? What type of player is Jared?
Well, he kind of had a big start with the Rams, and they went to the Super Bowl, and then he got traded to Detroit and the Lions.
So it's like someone who was relevant to
yeah.
me, isn't it?
But now they're like on their second like come up. It's like, oh, yeah. Now the Lions are back.
I hope the Lions have a great year.
Yeah. But they're supposed to go to the playoffs.
Well, if you're an NFL team and you're wanting us to come to any of your games, we would love to be there. I would love to host something with the NFL one day. We're manifesting it. Get me to your games and go Colts, go Chargers,
go Rams.
Go Cowboys. Like, I'm just, whoever wants to take me to a game, I will be a fan of.
We're good at cheering for anybody that accepts us.
Exactly.
Unless you're playing the Colts, my heart just won't let you
yeah,
me cheer against
the Colts.
But
the Colts don't give me jack shit. So it's a hard team to chant for. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining today. I hope you learned something new. If you want any football recap episodes, or you want us to come in to talk about games and, you know, what's going on this season, we can talk about breakdown players, pre-game outfits. We can talk about the drama within the NFL. I don't care.
Oh, you should do that for TikTok.
Break down their outfits?
Do like your top five outfits of the week.
Okay. Yeah, I should do that. Anyway, let me know if you enjoyed this at all. I know it was a fun little out there episode. And Phil and I talk shop about sports all the time. So he teaches me all the NFL stuff. And please let me know if you impress your mans this week or your crush. Like, send me a DM. I want to hear all about it, what you did. And be sure to follow Phil on socials.
Go follow me on Instagram, PhilipKing10. I don't even know my TikTok
That's
username.
Okay. You'll find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you
You're
know
mine.
What to do.
Mine is at TK's Juicy Pulls on everything. And be sure to rate and review this podcast on the Apple Podcast, 5 stars, or on Spotify. Leave us a juicy, fat, positive review. It means the world to me. And comment down below what team you're rooting for. If you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And comment down below what team you're rooting for this year. Make someone's day this week. I love you guys. Peace.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.